and more times than I can count, I have called you mine. You have stood by me in my
life. From New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, broadcasting and video streaming live from our studios, New York City, and I welcome you. You can listen at any time to this program over the telephone also, and we're approaching 10 million minutes listened to by phone. Who would listen by phone and why? Well, let's say that there's an emergency and you turn on your regular television, radio one day and I'm not there. Might be some technical glitch, in which case you just turn on the telephone dial, put it on speaker, and you can listen. Those numbers, 401-347-0456, 401-347-0456, or 712-432-7231. Also, you can watch this program by going to Ustream, that's the letter U, S-T-R-E-A-M, channel, and then search for Gary Null. And we have people from all over the world who can watch this program over the Internet that way. And, of course, you can always download it over the Internet. This is our Talk Back program. I do four programs each week and then syndicate this throughout the world. Most of you listen at the noon show, Eastern Standard Time, or whatever time your stations play it. And the program's broken up into health and nutrition and alternative healing, always using peer-reviewed literature, which I cite. So the quality of the information is right on. Then the latest on the environment. And the worse environmental issues become, the more people are listening, because we're always ahead of the curve on that. Not only explaining what's happening, why, but what you can do about it. Then we take on important issues. And for a lot of people, that is very important for them. And then a guest. And then talk back, opening it up for calls. And commentaries. For example, on tomorrow's program, I have a really insightful commentary that deals with all the psychopaths and sociopaths, which is about everyone who controls our lives in the government and in the major Wall Street community. Who are these people? Why do we trust them when they lie? They're pathological liars. But I explain the whole psychology of the relationship between we the people and these very abusive and emotionally dysfunctional people. So I do a lot of commentaries. I'm trying to write one new article per week. I've never written that many before. These are major articles, not little pieces. I do another show, which is the most listened to radio program I do. It is the most popular by far. It is called the Progressive Commentary Hour. Every Monday evening, live, East Coast time, at 7 p.m., I take on a really hard-hitting topic with the world's leading minds on that topic. Tomorrow, transhumanism. How right now they're creating a new form of human being that is less susceptible to disease, which is good, far more, far more inclined to be controllable, not good. And that's a whole hour just on that. But you name the important topic, we deal with it. And then I do what is called the Conversations with Remarkable Minds. These are some of the finest minds in the world that you rarely, if ever, hear on your local radio show or television program, that we bring together and discuss positive solutions to the world's problems. We've done over 400 of these Remarkable Mind programs. And then this one I'm doing is called Talk Back. That means for the entire program, you'll have an opportunity to call in, share your thoughts, your challenges, your questions, your insights. The number to call from now on until the end of the program is 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. We have a lot to share, and I go heavy on health and nutrition on this particular hour, but also I do what's called a classroom on the air. Two topics in real depth. One is on migraines and other headaches with new insights, what we can do. And another is what can we do to protect our heart and our arteries from having a heart attack or heart disease or a stroke. Needless to say, everyone can benefit from this information. Let's begin. I just counseled someone today who had hepatitis. And when you have hepatitis, you're generally put on some form of interferon. It works to keep the inflammatory process and the enzymes down in about a third of the people receiving it, which is a good thing. But it's not a treatment without adverse effects, which is a bad thing. But there are natural approaches, including high levels of intravenous vitamin C with glutathione and aqueous vitamin A. That's a really good thing with no side effects. Plus, there's a lot you can do orally. This is just the latest. This is from Science Daily. Here's what it says. And this was done with a head of surgery and bioengineering at Harvard Medical School. Quote, grapefruit compound may help combat hepatitis C infection. Now, we know that when you have a grapefruit, almost everyone spits out the seeds. The seed in the skin is where most of the healing benefit of a grapefruit is. And this is also true of almost all citrus, like a kumquat, which is very bitter but very powerful for helping you, especially if you have parasites. And also oranges, tangerines, lemons, and limes. Look at the skin. But in this case, all citrus has the ability to block the secretion of hepatitis C from infected cells. And that is a process required to maintain chronic infection. So a team of researchers from Massachusetts General Hospital and found that this this nutrient, which is very powerful, not only does that, but it also blocks the bad cholesterol when it's secreted from liver cells, and that the viral section required to pass infection to other cells is blocked by the common flavonoid. And this flavonoid is called narin, N-A-R-I-N, narin, gen, G-E-N-I-N. And that's very important. Quote, by finding that this nutrient is secreted from infected cells by latching on to the LDL, we have identified a key pathway in the viral life cycle. And these results suggest that lipid-lowering drugs, as well as supplements such as Narigen, may be combined with traditional antiviral therapies to reduce or eliminate the hepatitis C from infected patients. I'm not suggesting a person use or not use a drug. That's not for me to say. But I know that we have enough in the natural armamentarium to make an enormous difference. We've done it. But this is one more thing that's good news. And this was also in a major peer-reviewed journal. Now, there is also that same nutrient from cooked tomato paste is bioavailable in men. And this is from Italy, from their National Institutes of Food and Nutrition Research. That would be like their FDA. Quote, Narigen has been shown to exert anti-estrogenic, cholesterol-lowering, and antioxidant activity, as well as an indirect modulation on the metabolism of xenobiotics. It is one of the most abundant polyphenols in tomatoes. Given the widespread consumption of tomatoes and tomato-based products, a study was designed to determine whether plasma levels of the nutrient were detectable in men after consuming a test meal containing 150 milligrams of cooked tomato paste. By the way, that's a tiny, tiny amount. And indeed, it was. So we can add a second food, tomatoes. Cooked tomatoes also give this to you. So now you got citrus and tomatoes if you have hepatitis C. But here's one more thing that grapefruit and oranges can do. They're rich in flavonoids, the bioflavonoids. when you realize how you maintain a healthy skin, of course, you don't overexpose yourself to sunlight, but you need sunlight to create vitamin D. But if you take good amounts of antioxidants before you go in the sun and a good amount when you exit the sun, then you substantially protected yourself from the harmful ultraviolet rays, yet you benefited by creating vitamin D in the skin, which has multiple uses. The problem is, most people don't know what the right amount of an antioxidant is. So they think if they took a one-a-day multiple vitamin with 60 milligrams of vitamin C, I'm okay, I took my vitamin C. No, you didn't. Not enough to do you any good, and certainly not enough to protect your skin. And as a result, harsh chemicals in our environment and the exposure to the sun, they'll play havoc. When you're young, you'll get a sunburn that turns into a tan and your skin looks great. When you get older, you'll have a gazillion aging spots, but more importantly, you will not be able to produce collagen, the underlying connective fiber that really acts as a support for your skin. Now, if you're watching me, you see I put my fingers together. Your two hands are open, and this, when you are young, your collagen is like this. It's tight. And that's why we have tight skin, and there's plenty of fat tissue, and your collagen itself is thicker, so you have that nice, youthful, plump skin. But as you age, because of oxidative stress, because of all the wear and tear, because of exposure to either tobacco smoke or alcohol or soft drinks and sugars, that begins to get loose until one day the collagen isn't tight, so your skin is tight, it's loose, and then the weight begins to bring it down and you get jowliness. You get the fat neck and layered neck. You get the under the eyes, this whole area here. So what do you do about it? You increase bioflavonoids and vitamin C, the two nutrients that are really important for keeping your skin tighter, healthy, let's say without all the lines, and but you have to be attentive to it on a daily basis. You can't just expect to have healthy skin and not really bring yourself up to date on bioflavonoids. I just think bioflavonoids are one of nature's most perfect nutrients. And hence, I'm going to suggest a much higher dose than what most people would normally take, especially if you want to get your skin over a period of 3 months tighter again. And yes, you can get your skin tighter again. This is the latest from the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. Quote, a flavonoid compound found in grapefruit and oranges may help prevent cancer, and not just because of its antioxidant property. Apparently, it induced DNA repair in human prostate cancer cell cultures in the LNCAP line. The degree of repair was measured by the ratio between the nutrient, and in the cell. And so, quote, after 24 hours of exposure to 8 micromoles per liter of the nutrient, there had been a decrease of over 24% in damage, showing a stimulation of new DNA repair. And guess what this was? You guessed. Our good friend, Naren Genin. NarinGenin. So, it's helping you with hepatitis C. It's helping to protect your skin. It is helping you prevent cancer. So more grapefruits, but not just the grapefruit orange juice or grapefruit juice. What I'm suggesting is blend it in a blender. And it'll be a little bit bitter, but throw in a little bit of Manuka honey, which is the most single medicinal healing honey there is. You put honey, Manuka honey, on cuts, scrapes, scratches, even scar tissue, infections, and it can make enormous difference. So 3 different ways that this heals makes all the difference in the world. And then supplement that with bioflavonoids. I had a... a person who became my friend, who was, I was in my 20s and she was in her late 70s. And because I was a lover of the history of cinema, so much so that I would end up writing two important books on the topic, Black Hollywood, The History of the African American in Film. That was 1972, and then I did a part two in 1992. And so I knew who this person was when she contacted me and asked me would I work with her on some health issues, and I did. And then she wanted me to help make up a diet that would help the school children in Harlem and other places where they were going to do an experimental lunch program. And because she was well known and politically well connected, a lot of doors opened that otherwise wouldn't have gotten this program done. And she protected her hands. And when she took her gloves off, her hands were absolutely without lines, age spots. They were youthful. And I said, how did you do that? She said, I had a nutritionist in Hollywood. He was the nutritionist to the stars. His name was Gaylord Houser. I said, oh, yeah. You know, I'm a very famous person. But that's even before they had all the vitamins and nutrients that we have today. It was just good common sense. Lots of healthy, clean water, vitamin C, which was very important, and eating lots of vegetables and fruits. So the very thing we're telling people today, they were doing it back in the 1920s. And she was one of the founders of Hollywood. In fact, she and Charlie Chaplin and D.W. Griffin and Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks founded United Artists and founded Hollywood. In any case, a lot of the stars went on to get caught up in the lifestyle, doing a lot of drinking, smoking, and drugs, and they just burned out and aged prematurely. But she introduced me to a whole series of celebrities who wanted to de-age. And to a person, they were the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And in fact, I went over once, this person said, can you come by? I'm over on 58th Street, and the weather was bad, and the person didn't want to go out. And I said, fine, I'll drop off there. So I went over, and as I'm walking in on television, this is one of her most famous movies playing, and this was a woman who was not old. She was in her 50s, and she looked remarkable, and she was a naturalist. She came from Europe, and she knew all about herbs and drinking bitters, which were not easy to find in the United States, and where you get bitter tonics, and you have those bitters every day, which are extremely beneficial. Now, the Japanese use bitters, Norwegian, Swiss, the Germans, the French, especially in the Alps, the Alpines, the Pyrenees, they all use bitters. We don't use bitters in the United States. You know, we didn't even know what bitters were, most people. In any case, she had all these different bitters, and she would take them every single day. But she wanted to get even healthier, or she was going to have a facelift. And I said, well, don't have the facelift. Try this for a year. And she did. And by taking lots of vitamin C and lots of bioflavonoids, she was actually able to look younger. And then suddenly all of her friends, who were all retired, and they all wanted the information. So there was a period of my life for about 20 years where you name the old-time celebrity, I was helping them get their life together. And these were wonderful human beings. So I've had a chance to see that you can actually reverse aging. I know you'd all like to have younger skin, less blemished skin. You can do it. But be consistent every day. Now, one other thing that it comes from the grapefruit, since we're on this subject, and this is from a good study that was done, published in Cardiovascular Drug Reviews, and it talked about a grape seed extract. Now, that comes from the seed, and that's a bitter, and here it's working on fungus, viruses, bacteria, and parasites. And by taking this in, it also helps to alkalize the blood, for those of you who want to alkalize the blood. And I don't recommend using baking soda to do that, as some are doing. So alkalizing body fluids can be defined by impacting your pH level. And you don't want to be acidic. And because you want to destroy the microforms that protect the parasites and fungi and candida. So simply by taking grape seeds and putting them into a blender, or better still, just take the grape seed extract. You can go in and you can get caprylic acid, for example, in a health food store, and take that each day, twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. Watch how that impacts your parasites. But maybe you're not even aware you have parasites. If you're bloating after a meal and highly gaseous, then there's a high probability you've picked up a parasite someplace. And one of the most common places for people to pick it up is in sushi bars. You think sushi is not loaded? I would never touch sushi if I were you. I've done this in the lab many times. I've asked people, bring me the most expensive piece of sushi you can find in New York City. And there I find parasites in it. But also, eating a lot of raw outside. Eat raw at home? Absolutely. But if you're not watching how someone's making a raw dish in a restaurant, you put yourself at risk of having someone who didn't wash something thoroughly, or didn't wash their hands, or didn't wash the countertop that they were preparing food on. But grapefruit extract will help that. New good research on the power of fish oil. This is from the Journal of Neuroscience, and here's what it says. Quote, the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil might play an important role in preventing Alzheimer's disease, according to the University of California at UCLA. And it's the DHA fraction, and that ends up impacting, in a positive way, the protein that is found at reduced levels in Alzheimer's patients. And this omega-3 fatty acid is known to destroy the protein that forms the plaque associated with the disease. Now, keep in mind, the plaques, I've mentioned it many times in this program, are actually a buildup of a protein called beta-amyloid, and that is thought to be toxic to brain cells. So the more beta-amyloid you have, the worse you're going to be in your brain. We have millions and millions of Americans who have this problem. But fish oil can make a difference. And finally, before we take our break and come back with your calls, Swedish rhodiola, rosea extract, effective in treating mild to moderate depression. And that's good. This was in the Nordic Journal of Psychiatry. This was a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study of rhodiola, rhoda, R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A, I-O-L-A, rhodiola, rosea, R-O-S-E-A. And they found that it had a substantial improvement in this 6-week trial. But not for the people taking the placebo, but for the people taking this, made a big difference. So, a natural way of helping people with depression. And one last thing. Older women may benefit from a glass of wine. Here's from the University of Newcastle. And this is the University Priority Research Center for Gender, Health, and Aging. And here's what it says. A study by the university indicates that moderate consumption of wine is associated with better survival and quality of life. This was 12,000 older women using data. The women were 70 to 75 years of age. And this was published in the Journal of American Geriatric Society. It doesn't go any further than that, but it's easy to understand why. Because the red wine contains resveratrol and grapeseed extract and grape skin extract, all of which are part of the fermentation process of making red wine. Now, having gone to Europe when it was first disclosed that the French had what is called the French paradox, meaning they have a high-fat diet and therefore should have a higher level of arterial and atherosclerosis and stroke, but they don't. So we then interpreted that as because the alcohol consumption started suggesting 1 or 2 glasses of alcohol a day. Well, that was a gross miscalculation, because I said that doesn't make any sense, because I'm the one who wrote the book Alcohol and Your Health, and now out of print. that showed you that you could kill a million cells easily in your liver or brain or heart and destroy your eyes with alcohol. It's a major vasoconstrictor. It suffocates cells from getting the proper amount of blood and oxygen and nutrients. So I decided to go there. And once I went there, I went into the cities, and then I went into the countryside, and then I went into the suburban areas. And I looked at people's eating habits. I studied the literature. And here's what I found. It wasn't the alcohol per se. It was the people in the countryside live more vigorous lives. They're far hardier. There's a lot of exercise. They're extremely aware of the dangers of pesticides. And for themselves or their family, prefer locally grown, self-grown, or locally purchased organic produce. They take their time eating. They're not overstressed. They almost always have a big bowl of fruit on the table. More often than not, it's grapes. They eat many grapes there that we don't even have available here because we're used to certain types of grapes and certain types of flavors. They have some grapes that are not the sweetest grapes, but they're used to it and they're very nourishing. And so you start looking inside the grape seed and the grape skin. That's where most of the healing comes from. They're getting far more of that. And therefore, it wasn't the alcohol, it was the grape, and hence the grape juice. And the fact that they don't overeat, obesity is very low, diabetes is very low, depression is very low compared to us. Now, however, when you go into the cities, you find that they are not as healthy. But when I did my research, they didn't have fast food chains everywhere. In fact, I'll never forget this. I went to a regular restaurant, nothing fancy. And I walked in and I told the person, I said, I'm a vegan. I see everything on your menu has dairy. Could you make me something? He said, no, sure we can. I have never in my life for $10 seen a plate of food brought out like this. It was a crown of vegetables in different sauces, all vegan. One of the most delicious, tasty, imaginative dishes I've ever seen. And it was so much I couldn't eat it. That's the great mastery of French culinary genius. So they live differently. They approach life differently. I don't agree with everything in their philosophy of how they do things. But boy, when it comes to knowing how to eat, especially in the country, they're living longer lives, have less disease, very low are heart disease, cancers, colorectal cancer, diverticulitis, appendicitis, very uncommon. So then I came back and I saw that what we had done is taken the wrong message and manipulated it. So a lot of people actually started drinking alcohol. So on the one hand, you can say, well, a person that drinks when they're stressed will be less stressed. True. And therefore, the stress hormones will be less, also true. But the oxidative damage will be 10 or 100 times higher, also true. So you may not die of a stress-related heart attack, but you're sure enough going to end up dying of some other malady caused by the alcohol itself. So instead of the red wine, unless it's a non-alcoholic 1%, 2% organic wine with no sulfates, have grape juice. One simple glass of grape juice a day gives you more than a gallon of wine in nutrients that can help your heart and your aging process. Want to go a little bit into depth now on one topic, and then I'll take your calls. And again, our number, 888-874-4888, 888-874-4888. This is from Life Extension, and it all talks about improving blood flow. Well, that's one of the very important things you can do to help any kind of migraine or other problem. I look at two nutrients that can make a difference. One is called gastrodin, gas, G-A-S, trodin, T-R-O-D-I-N, and the other is magnesium, Mag, M-A-G, Nesium, N-E-S-I-U-M. And the reason I spell a lot of things is because a lot of people may be listening, can't write it down, or maybe didn't hear correctly. I just want to make sure you get it right. But let's go into this in a little bit of depth, and this is why we call it a classroom on the air. I want to explain the inner workings of a migraine. And we don't know everything that causes migraines, but we do know that before and during a migraine attack, blood flow is specific, in specific brain regions drops, causing disturbances in the brain's balance and affecting neurological function. Now, a reduction in blood-brain flow also occurs during a stroke and more gradually in the condition known as vascular dementia, which reduces your ability to reason and maintain memories. In all three states, the result is increased vulnerability of brain cells to dysfunction, degeneration, and eventually death. Now, brain scans can show that people with migraines have visible abnormalities that are similar to those seen in stroke victims and in people with dementia. And some studies suggest that people with chronic migraines are at an increased risk of stroke and dementia. In addition to problems with blood flow to the brain, people with migraines show a harmful imbalance in the brain's excitatory and inhibitory activity. What's that mean? Well, in lay language, normally the brain maintains a healthy balance between excitatory and inhibitory activity by modulating the relative amounts of neurotransmitters that brain cells use to communicate across their connections and synapses. Sudden and excessive excitation of brain cells, combined with insufficient amounts of input from the calming GABA, which is gamma-aminobutyric acid, it's a neurotransmitter produced in produces what is called the electrical storm we see as an epileptic seizure. It's now thought that a milder version of this process occurs during a migraine. The longer-term effects of this imbalance results in a condition called excitotoxicity, which occurs in strokes and in the disorders that produce dementia and also Alzheimer's. And because the imbalance between excitatory and inhibitory neurotransmitters is common in both migraines and seizures, neurologists have begun exploring anti-epileptic drugs, but I think there's a much better, nicer, natural way to do it. Let's start with the solution. It's powerful, and it can target about any place in the brain. It's an extract of the root of the orchid called Gastrodia elata, E-L-A-T-A, and it's been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine formulas, especially for disorders involving the central nervous system. And studies show that gastrodin-based formulations improve brain-blood flow, which is commonly reduced during migraines. This benefit of the gastrodin has been very successfully used to help stroke victims whose decrease in brain-blood flow is potentially life-threatening. And because gastrodin's most exciting mechanism of action stems from its ability to modulate both excitatory and inhibitory neurotransmitters, which makes it particularly beneficial for migraine sufferers. And laboratory studies demonstrate that gastrodin inhibits the enzyme that breaks down the calming GABA neurotransmitter. And by blocking these enzymes, gastrodin helps raise GABA levels back to normal, while increasing the calming GABA. Gastrodin also decreases the levels of excitatory neurotransmitters in the brain stressed by reduced blood flow. Hence, you get over the migraine. Generally, 50 milligrams three times a day can make a difference. But then we have magnesium. Magnesium is essential in controlling brain electrical activity, especially with regard to blood-brain flow and modulating the excitatory and inhibitory actions of the brain cells. Studies show that up to 50% of migraine patients are deficient in the amounts of magnesium in their blood during an attack, and that they have a high ratio of calcium to magnesium. And this imbalance sets the stage for the contraction of blood-brain vessels, resulting in a reduction of blood flow. And because of this, magnesium is increasingly indicated for migraine prevention. And I suggest taking your magnesium at the same level as your calcium, generally about 400 milligrams twice a day, and it can make a difference. So, that is the latest on one way, natural, gastrodin, and magnesium to help improve blood flow and rebalance brain chemistry, especially GABA, so that that is less. And to help protect your heart, I'll go over some information very quickly, and then I'll take your calls. When conventional risk factors such as high cholesterol and high blood pressure are kept within normal ranges, the aging process itself then inflicts severe damage to our arteries. The endothelium, I've mentioned this so many times in this program, endothelium, that's the inner lining of our arteries. It comes in direct contact with toxic blood constituents such as oxidized LDL and triglycerides. And the reason for today's epidemic of atherosclerosis and arteriosclerosis is the breakdown of endothelial function and structure. Most heart attacks and strokes are caused by atherosclerosis that restricts blood flow through our arteries. Well, based upon this wealth of scientific data, if aging humans are to gain long-term protection against vascular ill diseases, they must maintain healthy endothelial function and structure. Now, younger people can protect their endothelium by eating a healthy diet and exercising and taking the right supplements. But what happens if you're over the age of 40? Well, that's when most heart attacks and strokes occur. The two prime factors involved in occlusive arterial disease are abnormal platelet activation and endothelial dysfunction. And when the endothelium is not functioning properly, our platelets, which are our blood clotting cells, become dangerously overactivated. This can cause a sudden arterial blood clot or contribute to progression of arterial and atherosclerosis by stimulating inflammation. Now, a primary mechanism involved in endothelial dysfunction is the depletion of nitric oxide, often caused from the oxidation of LDL and other blood components. Hence, the more you're overweight, the more cholesterol you're going to have, the more fat you're going to have, the more this is going to occur. Hence, the overweight person is more likely to die of a heart attack or stroke. Now, nitric, N-I-T-R-I-C, oxide, is produced by endothelial cells. And it regulates vascular elasticity, maintains cardiac contraction, prevents vessel injury, and helps protect against atherosclerosis. So as we age, endothelial function becomes altered due to a variety of insults. A depletion of nitric oxide occurs in the endothelium. And one consequence of nitric oxide depletion is the inability of arteries to expand and contract with youthful resilience. And the continual stiffening and occlusion of aged arteries, remember those hamburgers, hot dogs, pizzas, pretzels, candy I've been telling you about? This is what does it, and then one day you've got stiff arteries. In order to maintain healthy arterial dilation, the endothelium has to manufacture enough nitric oxide. An impairment in nitric oxide released by aging endothelial causes arterial dysfunction. So, that is the problem. What is the solution? How do we reverse this? It's not that difficult. I'm not going to give you everything, but I'll give you a couple things that should be fun. How about the cacao or cocoa, standardized dark chocolate? And it is rich in polyphenols, and the polyphenols have demonstrated repeatedly impressive results in human clinical trials. White chocolate? Not at all. Dark chocolate? Darker? Yes. The results of this study show a significant improvement in blood flow-mediated dilation in the dark chocolate group. So, you can make a big difference just by having a couple ounces of dark chocolate and helping the endothelial and platelet function in your body. And also, cocoa reduces insulin resistance and blood pressure in humans. Insulin resistance causes impairment in vascular nitric oxide and creates endothelial dysfunction that then contributes to hypertension. And by increasing nitric oxide, one has the potential to improve endothelial function, decrease blood pressure, and slow down atherosclerotic processes. So that's easy to do. It's simple. And instead of giving everything, I just want to give one thing, the polyphenols. And in cacao or coca, C-O-C-O-A, it's both the same that we're talking about. I'm not going to get into everything else that we know works because I just want to keep it real simple so it's easy to understand. I'm Gary Knoll, broadcasting live and video streaming live from our studios in New York City. You can watch by going to U, that's the letter U, stream channel, and that's just ustream.tv, and then search for Gary Knoll. Now, listen in. I'm going to take your calls in a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome, all of you. I'm Gary Knoll. We can go to Lou Ann Panessi. So
okay.
You're on the air.
I actually have a question from a Lucia who says, can you give me help with the breaking down of clots in my legs? And I could probably answer that. First, we have to consider why did the clot happen, and we really do need to address that. And that said, we want to look at all of the things that contribute to the creation of clots. So we have to look at your weight, your activity, are you moving around? See, what happens is when our circulation slows down, the body thinks that you're bleeding somewhere, and it stimulates a clotting process. And that means you're going to take platelets, which are little fragments of cell that the bone marrow helps to create, and they start aggregating together so that you can form a clot. And what we want to do, quite frankly, is no matter what state you're in state of health, you want to make sure that you're letting your blood flow freely and that you're preventing platelet aggregation. For starters, to actually help with the body will create enzymes to break down the clot naturally on its own once a clot has formed. But there is something called natokinase, N like Nancy, A-T-T-O, K-I-N-A-S-E, natokinase. This is what we call a thrombolytic enzyme, and what basically it lyses clots, thrombus, that's another word for clot. And this is actually an enzyme from soy, and it's very safe to take, so that would be one thing, and this is coming right out of the nutritional literature. Now, there are a couple of other things to actually prevent these clots from happening again in terms of herbs and supplements. Cod liver oil, for instance, prevents thrombosis. Feverfew, the herb, is antithrombotic. Garlic increases your clotting time. And then you have things like red ginseng. It's synergistic with digoxin and improves hemodynamics and biological indexes. You have green tea extract that decreases the platelet aggregation so that, again, when the platelets aggregate, that's when they're forming the clot. Even phosphatidylserine, it's a natural anticoagulant. And you also have things like thiamine, which is vitamin B1, which is cardioprotective. That's going to protect the heart. Vitamin C. Now, vitamin C does so much in the body. But one of the things it does, it decreases, again, this platelet aggregation, as does things like vitamin E, the omega-3s. L-carnitine helps oxygen uptake by the cells. And vinpocetine. Vinpocetine is great for overall circulation. That's V-I-N-P-O-C-E-T-I-N-E. It brings down your blood pressure, and it also prevents platelet aggregation. So that's just a couple of things to prevent clots from forming. And, of course, the natokinase is there to assist the body. And, again, the body will create its own enzymes to help break down clots. So I hope that answers that question. But, again,
okay.
I'm going to encourage Lucia to look at why did this happen in the first place and put your attention on that as well.
Thank you very much, Luann. Appreciate the input on
that. Sure.
John from South Carolina. Hi, John. Where in South Carolina are you?
A very small town called Florence.
Good. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about my eyes. When I was a teenager, I injured my right eye, and over the years I've, you know, had a couple of surgeries, and now I'm 58, and I've developed glaucoma in that eye, and the doctor has prescribed eye drops. They didn't seem to work, and he gave me a prescription for one recently, and when I looked it up on the internet, it has so many side effects that I'm afraid to start using it. So I was wondering, is there anything natural that I could
do
my eye pressure?
Sure. Be happy to help you here, John. Okay, let's just see if we can't help everybody, because we all have eyes and we all want to maintain good eye health. I'm sure that at the age of 60, when you were growing up in the South, you were around a lot of people who smoked. And did you ever notice when they were smoking, they were always squinting? Part of the reason they were squinting is because the harsh oxidative stress against their eyes, the lens of the eye. But internally, most people who smoked also drank or drank coffee. Everyone where I grew up finished a meal with the cigarette and coffee. Every meal. So at least three times a day they had that. Well, that's a terrible combination. But then again, most people who were drinking were smoking, or smoking were drinking. These were all bad habits that generation after generation had put into the idea of being normal. This creates an enormous amount of oxidative stress upon the eye from the inner part of the body. So first you've got to get rid of anything that causes inflammation to the eye itself. That would mean sugar, artificial sweeteners, any form of processed meats, because the heterocyclic amines that are created when you cook meat to make it safe enough to eat also damages the eye. And then buns and bagels and all forms of baked goods create acrylamides. And a lot of times, like a sandwich, then you have the perfect combination of two very deadly for the eyes and the heart and the brain chemicals coming together. So let's just go on a 60-day cleansing program. Nothing in your body that is inflammatory. That means that in the morning you'll have a nice, big, healthy smoothie. What's your favorite flavor, John? Is it cherry, strawberry, chocolate? What is it?
Probably strawberry.
Okay, Lynn, let's start with strawberry. Let's take a blender and let's make 32 ounces. That's a lot. All right, we're up to a quart. Let's make 32 ounces and put in there some rice milk or soy milk, non-genetically engineered, or split pea milk or hemp milk. It's all good. It's a dairy replacer. Then throw in an entire quart of fresh organic strawberries. Make sure they're organic, because non-organic are heavily sprayed. Now, at this time of year, you're not going to get fresh strawberries, so buy frozen strawberries, organic. Easy enough to do it at local health food store. Then put in there some blueberries, because blueberries or blueberry concentrate, like a tablespoon of blueberry concentrate, a tablespoon of pomegranate concentrate, a tablespoon of papaya concentrate and papaya chunks. Then let's throw two big heaping tablespoons of a good quality protein, vegan protein, in there. And what's your favorite nut butter? let's say, pistachios, walnuts, almonds, sunflower, pumpkin, tahini, any of those. Do you have a favorite nut? John?
Excuse me?
What's your favorite nut?
I like almonds.
Okay, then let's put in there 1 tablespoon of almonds or almond butter. But let's also put, in fact, if it's almond butter, it's a heaping tablespoon of its almonds. Put about, maybe 1/4 cup of almonds in there. And then 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. And 1 tablespoon for you, this is very important for glaucoma, macular degeneration, and cataracts, a must. 1 tablespoon of black cumin, C-U-M-I-N, cumin, seed oil. And then blend that up. And then that's what you start your day with some vitamin C. Now, about every 2 hours, have yourself some vitamin C. And also, you want to get some glutathione, about 500 milligrams, which is really good for eye health. You also want to put some taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, as directed on the bottle in there. Vitamin A is your best vitamin for your eyes, about 25,000 international units a day. And if you get yourself some cod liver oil, that is great. 1 tablespoon to 2 of cod liver oil helps with arthritis and helps with eye conditions. Get that in there. Then a little bit of cayenne, get that in a day. Red raspberries are terrific. But bilberry also is great for vision. So you want to make sure you get some bilberry in there. Eliminate all white sugar and white flour products. And then I'd like you to do this. I'd like for you to call me back in 60 days on the air here and tell us what improvement you have seen. Okay? Fair enough?
Well, that sounds good. There's one more thing that I could ask.
Yes, real quick because we're out of time.
Okay, I saw a YouTube video of a guy that said that lemon, manuka honey, and ginger, he put it in the eye and said that that would help with eye pressure. Do you think that there's something?
I would never put ginger in the eye. You'll burn it. No, don't put those in the eye. And but drinking that, oh, you bet. Having a ginger tonic, spike that with some vitamin C and manuka honey, terrific for the eyes. Quercetin, terrific for the eyes. Okay? All the best to you. We're running close to the end of our clock here. Let's just a real quick call from, is it Rolko from the Bronx?
That's correct. Hello, Gary.
Hi.
Thank you for all you do, and you've made a big difference in my life. I just wanted to ask if you, in a future program, you can do a segment on how to gain weight, the kind of foods one should eat, and the kind of supplements one should be taking.
How about doing this?
Sorry.
How about contacting me when I do open calls any day this coming week and ask me that on the air, and I'll take whatever time's necessary to give you a real detailed answer. I'll be happy to help you. Okay?
I'm going to do that then. Thank
Great.
You very much.
Thanks for calling in. And I want to thank all of you for calling in. Sorry we had a little glitch a little earlier, but that's resolved. Look forward to sharing more on our next program and have a really powerful program on our Progressive Commentary Hour that you don't want to miss. If you miss it live Mondays at 7 p.m., then go to the archives. Transhumanism, the most definitive discussion ever happening, and it's happening now. This is not the future that they're doing this. This is right now. Have a wonderful day, everyone.